Visiting today with Valant, we're in the Valant booth talking to James Knopp about something new called FarmLink. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so the FarmLink project is on a mission to connect the billions of pounds of unsold produce to communities in need. So what we do is when farmers are stuck with produce and they're forced, you know, to send it to the landfill, instead they give us a call and we'll connect it to the nearest community and make sure that they don't lose any money in that transaction.
And I would imagine that this is super beneficial, not from a producer standpoint, but also from a conservation standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can help support farmers, we can help support people who are hungry, and we can help support the environment.
Tell us a little bit about how this project got started.
So the project started back in mid-April when the pandemic first hit. You know, it closed schools, hotels, and restaurants. And that left farmers, you know, stuck out of contracts and literally sitting on sometimes millions of pounds of food. And so that was how we started in response to that. At the same time, you were seeing mile-long lines at food banks all across the country with 40% of people. They'd never been to a food bank in their life before, and they're having to line up. So what we did is we just started calling farmers, finding out where the excess was, driving trucks, picking it up, and delivering it to the food bank. And since then, we've built kind of an organization to move pretty much anywhere in the U.S.
What's the response been like so far?
You know, it's been an amazing outpouring of support from people all across the country, you know, who donating even $1, $3 to help solve this and address this issue. And it's just been really impactful to be able to support kind of farmers along the way.
Well, and you can, when you think about something like this, you think, well, gosh, haven't we already been doing this for a while? But sometimes it takes a pandemic to kind of put into play the things that you really need to focus on.
That's so, so true. It's like, the, you know, this problem existed before, but the pandemic has just put it in front of all of our faces. And we just go, we have to finally address this.
So is FarmLink a statewide thing? Is it in each state or how does it work like that?
Yeah, so FarmLink project is in over 45 states now. And yeah, there's teams that will kind of operate within each state because we, you know, we want to keep the produce as close, you know, to the local community as possible. So with that, the team is moving, you know, roughly 1 million pounds a week across the 45 different states.
So what if producers have excess things or like consumers have excess? What are they supposed to do? Like, how do they get linked up to FarmLink?
Literally, if they just go to our website, farmlink.org, they can literally press one button and notify us and we'll reach out to them. They can give us a call, a text, an email, whatever it is. We want to meet, you know, producers on their level, whatever the easiest communication is for them. And then we'll make sure to match it to, you know, a place in need.
So if a producer has excess of anything, they can basically just go to the website or give you guys a call and then you'll make arrangements to come and help them get rid of that excess and put it to a good use.
Exactly. And we'll even cover any of the costs associated with that. So any of the pick and pack out stuff so that they can, you know, make sure that they can get through the next harvest. We want to make sure that none of these farms, you know, have to go under.
Well, and the nice thing too about this is I know that local food banks always need something extra, right? And this has been a nice way for you guys to team up and get with producers that have nothing else to do with the excess that they have and actually donate it to a great cause.
That's, I mean, so true. Yeah. The food banks, they're the heroes in this whole thing. You know, they're working, they've seen double, triple, sometimes quadruple the demand right now with, you know, so many people out of work. And, you know, they're putting themselves at risk. They're on the front line of this thing with the virus. And they're, you know, they're doing everything they can to support communities right now. So I'm just grateful that we can support them.
Well, James, thanks so much for visiting with us today. It's a great organization and you guys managed to somehow put it together in a pandemic. So good on you.
Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too.